on Kimalamid Beis. The Gemara wanted to say that the machlokis, whether Truma Sadeshin is Navod or not, is a machlokis of Yehuda and Rav Dosa. Rav Yehuda learns from the word Yilbash that aside from the Ksonis and Michnasayim that are mentioned in the Pasuk, that it says the Kohen has to wear by Truma Sadeshin, he also has to wear the Mitznefes and the Avnet. And Rav Dosa says we learn from that Yilbash something different, that the big day Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur can be used for a Kohen Hedyot during the year. Where it says okay, so Mara says, what's it called? What does right? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the word Yilbash? No, right. So, Rebbe says, what does the word Yilbash come to tell me? The Rabbi says, Hashchokim, that you're allowed to use worn out big day kahuna, as long as they're not torn. The Hinicham Sham, what is it? The Pasuk, the Hinicham Sham. Now we're just going to how they learn these psukim. Because the Maaseh we learned before, the Hinicham Sham, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Melamed Shetunim Gniza, that the Kohen Gadol has to leave those begotten and put them away forever. Nobody can use them. Rav Dosa Omer, he learns the Hinicham Sham, Ruyim Heim Lekohen Hedyot. Umatam Madlom Rav Hinicham Sham, Shal Yishtamash Bohem Yom HaKippur Macher. The Kohen Gadol can't use them another Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot can use them. And we explained already in the name of the Gvuras Ari that even though Ein Malim Bakodesh Velo Moridim, like Rebbe says, but when you can't use it for anything else, you put it in Geniza, so you can use it for something less too, better than putting it in Geniza. That's what the Rav Dosa holds. So the Chora, now we have a full machlokus over here, whether the Kohen who makes Truma Sadeshin has to wear all four begadim or only two begadim, the Chora, right? My labah hakanifelgi, the mar sover avodahi, or mar sover lav avodahi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you only have to wear the nichnasayim and ksones, and the yilbash comes to tell me, well, just the opposite. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to wear all four begadim, and we learn that from the word yilbash. And Rabbi Dosa holds that the yilbash doesn't teach me you have to wear all four begadim. It teaches me that big day kohen gadol of Yom Kippur or kosher for a kohen hedyot. So the Chor, according to Rav Dosa, he doesn't have to wear all four begadim. He only has to wear the Michnasayim, the Ksonis. So the Chor can't be an Avoda. The Chor says, well, the Kulei Alma Avodahi. Everybody holds that Truma Sadeshin is an Avoda. The Chor B'Chor Riflegi. The Machlokas is, Mar Sover Tzricha Kor L'Buye, or Mar Sover Lo Tzricha Kor L'Buye. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a Pasuk to tell me you need all four begadim, because without the Pasuk, I would say it's a special Gzeres HaKosov over here, you only wear two begadim. And Rav Dosa holds, no, since it's an avoda, it's obvious you need four begadim. And the fact that the Torah said just these two, right, special halachas we learn from that, and the maisa, the halacha, he has to wear all four begadim also. And that's the machlokas. But really, everybody holds it's an avoda. The question is, do you need a special pasuk to tell me that you need all four begadim for that avoda or not? Rashi. My love, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Dosa, b'hoplige. Rav Yehuda Dorish Yilbash Lahavi Mitznefes Va'avneit Sov Ravodahi Uboy Mitznefes Va'avneit. Rav Yehuda holds that you learn from Yilbash you have to wear all four begadim, holds that it's an avoda and you need all four begadim. Rav Dosa Sov Rav Avodahi V'lo Boy Mitznefes Va'avneit. And Rav Dosa learns a different thing from the Yilbash. He obviously holds you don't need a Mitznefes and an Avneit. You could do it with two begadim, Melts not an avoda, but says Gzer Sakosov that you need two of the begadim. Mara says no. Tzricha korli rubuye. The lotema honey dafko lamemer the lava voda. That Rabbi Yehuda held misvara pshuta. If it just said the two things, I would say it's not an avoda, and you only need two begadim. So you need a pasuk to tell me you need all four begadim. That is an avoda. Umarza Rabbi Dosa holds all tzricha rubuye lemikroy. To keep the goli bokson is bad kodesh. You michna say kodesh ashmein and avoda. Since it says you need two kalim, avadi it's an avoda. There's no svara in the world if it's not an avoda. You should have to wear anything, any special begadim. Uboikul, Mela Misvara, you know that you have to wear all four. Mela, the Yilbash is extra for something else. The Chiyasa, Koralur Buy, the big day coin, Yom Kippur, also. Okay, Boy Rabbin, new thing. Still discussing Truma Sadeshin, but from another aspect now. Not if it's an Avoda or not, comes out now, according to everybody, it's an Avoda, and we had a Machlokas Amorayim before whether Truma Sadeshin is an Avoda or not. Boy Rabbin, Truma Sadeshin Bekama, Mitrumas Meiser Yafin in law, Mitrumas Midian Yafin in law. Right? It says, the Heirim Mimenu. Or it says, what's it called? What's the Pasuk? the Harim, the Harim Sadeshim, right, the Harim Sadeshim. So there's two other places in the Torah where it also says similar Lashon, right? See Rashi, Mitrumas Maisa Yafin Allah, to have a Harim Ksiv, Lashon Vahari Mosim Imenu, right? Maisa Min HaMaisa. So it uses that same Lashon Vahari Mosim. And then it should be that you would need one tenth, right? Just like Trumas Meiser is one tenth of the Meiser, so you should need a tenth of the Deshen that's there. Ba'omed, right? You'd figure it out. You can't actually take a hundred. What's it called? An actual tenth. But Ba'omed, you would figure out close to a tenth of the Deshen. Omid Trumas Midyan Yalfin Allah. Or maybe from Trumas Midyan, Dichsiv, Harimosam, Neches, Lashem, Echad, Nefesh, Michamesh, Meals. Over there it also uses the same Lashem, Vaharimosa, and it's one of 500. So maybe that's the shear of what's it called. And the Tosa says that we had some kind of drasha, that there's some kind of shear. Otherwise, how do I know there's a shear Bechlav? There was some kind of shear. Shal is where to learn it from. Where to learn the shear from. Toshma. And it's not mistaber to learn it from what's it called, truma. Tosa says, let me learn it from regular truma. Because there it doesn't say, it says this reishis degoncha. It doesn't say vaharimosa. We're learning because of the lashon of vaharimosa. Toshma, the Tani Rabchia, nemer kan veheirim, ve nemer lahalan veheirim. Ma lahalan bekumtso, afkan bekumtso. Right, so the Rabchia says, no, we learn from a third place. The heirim imenu bekumtso, by mincha. That he has to pick it up with his kometz. It's every Kohen's handful is different, and that's the shear. The shear over here is also bekumtso. Not that he has to pick up the coals with his hand, because obviously that can't be done. But it means that he figures out approximately how much his own handful would be, and that's how much he has to take with a kli. Rashi. Toshma, the haromas kometz ofimlo. We don't learn from either of them. We learn it from the truma that you take from a mincha. Lo yifchos me omid molei akomets, and you can't take less than a handful of ashes of the coals. Dimrotz lahosif, and you can add more. To halekel a neimer dafke komar, you have to dafke have a handful. To halo efshel ifshot beremets gecholim rotzos yodav the coals. You can only do it by approximation. You can't actually put your hand into the thing and take out hot coals in your hand. Okay. Omar Rav, arba avodos zor chayev aleihem misa. Even though a zor is a person's not a Kohen. Right, so even though, and it's interesting that I once heard of Lau on the radio bring this out, also whenever he was of Maver Sedra, it also hit me the same thing. The Targum of Zor is Chiloni. So really, Mitzad, the Targum of Chiloni is only somebody who's not a Kohen. Right, so that the labels are Mitushtashim. So in any case, a Zor, right, a person's not a Kohen, so he is what's it called, Chayiv, is also for him to be Ovid Avoda. But there's only four Avodas, so he's Chayiv Nisa if he does it. And the other ones, he's over a Lav, right, it's also for him to do it, could be next to the Avoda Apostle, but he's only Chayiv Nisa for four kinds of four Avodas. What are they? Zrika, right, Zrika Saddam, the Haktora Soimurim, the Nisuch Hamayim, and what's it called, and pouring water on the Mizbeach during Sukkot, the Nisuch Hayayin and Nisuch Hayayin all year. And we'll see one second why dafka those are you Chayiv Nisa. The Levi Omar af Trumas Hadeshen. And Levi said, you're even Chayiv Nisa for Trumas Hadeshen. Not only is Trumas Hadeshen Avoda now, right, that we had a Shaila before, but it's an Avoda that a Zor is Chayiv Nisa for. The Chayim Tani Levi Masnise. And Levi also learned in his it's not really Bryce's because Levi was a Namora, but he taught in his memories. Af Trumas Hadeshen also is included in one of the avodas that is Zoris Chayiv Nisa if he does them. Now the Gemara discusses what's the reason of each one. See Rashi. Arba avodos afal pishikulan muzar aleim zar. Even though a zar is not allowed to do any avoda, right? Ein chiyuv misa ela ba'arbo ha'elikin b'farshals. But the chiyuv misa is only on these four, because the Torah says b'feirish there are certain conditions to have a chiyuv misa for a zar doing avoda. Now the Gemara says, "My time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? That's only those four avodos. Tchsiv yatov banecho itcha tishmeru es kuhunaschem lechol dvar hamizbeach ulemibeis laparoches va'avadetem. Okay, that's the pasuk that what's it called? Avadetem avodas matana etein es kuhunaschem v'hazor hakorev yumos. That's the pasuk. Okay, you and your children, Aaron and his children, should be shomer their kahuna. Lechol dvar hamizbeach. What things you have to be shomer your kahuna? Make sure that a zor doesn't do it. Dvar ham, it has to be something that's dvar hamizbeach. Ulemideis laparoches va'avadetem avodas matana. And it has to be avodas matana, something you put on the mizbeach, not something you take off the mizbeach. Okay. And in those cases where it's what's it called? Va'avadetem avodas matana hazor hakorev yumos. If the Zohar does those kinds of avoda that's specified in this pasuk, then he's chayiv misa. So what is the conditions? Avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. It has to be an avoda where you put something on the mizbeach and not take it off, not take something away. Va'avadetam, right? In the fact that it says va'avadetam, we learn avoda tama. It has to be v'lo avoda sheish achari avoda, something that's a completion. Now it completes a series, not that there's something after it in that series to finish it off. So it has to be a complete finishing avoda that's putting something on the mizbeach and not taking it off. Okay. So let's see what that means. Let's see Rashi. The ato vanecho itcha sefer dikro v'azora karev yumas. Whatever it says in the beginning of the pasuk that a kohen has to be careful to make sure he does, if a zor does that, he's chayiv misa. So it's only those things that the Torah specifies, right? This kind of avoda, avodas matana, shatanosin al mizbeach. You put something on the mizbeach. The lo avodas silik shatamisalik. The sor me al mizbeach could go in trumas adeshin. Right? That would exclude trumas adeshin. Trumas adeshin, you're taking something off the mizbeach, not putting it on the mizbeach. So even though it's an avoda, it's not avodas matana. It's avodas siluk. So Rav holds trumas adeshin azor is not chayiv misa. He's not allowed to do it, but he's not chayiv misa. And the next condition is avoda tama, avoda shehi gomeres umetamemes esadover, something that is finished. You finished the series. There's nothing after it. Velo sheyesh achareha avoda kegon shchita. Right, shchita is an example of an avoda that has other avodas after it. Yishech, then you makabel the dam and the zrika. So it's all the process of kabbalas and zrika sadam. Right, doesn't end with the shchita. It starts with the shchita. So they ask, why is the shchita kosher with the zor? Why is that example bechlal? The zor for sure is not chayiv misa for doing shchita, right? It's not even asher to do shchita. It's allowed to do shchita. But they say pashut, there's a shchita, shchita's paro shel Aaron, which was kosher only with the kohen gadol. So that kind of shchita, if a zor did it, he's not chayiv misa because it's not avodah tama. It's the beginning of a series, not the end of a series. Kabbalah is also not the end of the series. There's zrika afterwards. The halacha, same thing, bringing the dam to the mizbeach. Sheyesh acharei hazrika. Aval zrika, avoda achronah shebedam. The last avoda you do with the dam is zrika. So zrika is called avoda tama. It's the end of the series. It's not the last avoda you do with the carbon, but it's the last avoda you do with the dam. That's called avoda tama. The chen haktara bekomets mincha. Same thing goes with burning the what's it called? The komets hamincha. The komets is not the end because you have to burn it. So taking the komets, even though a kohen has to do it, if a zor did, he's not chayiv misa. But if he burnt the komets, which is the end of that series, right? That's like zrika sadam. Burning the komets is like zrika sadam, and the taking the komets is like shchita. So therefore, you're not chayiv misa for taking the komets, but you're chayiv misa for burning the komets on the mizbeach. Uveivorim pedarim, or haktaras evorim pedarim, is the end of the burning of the korban itself. That's the end of that series, burning the parts that have to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that's also an avoda, that what's it called, that zor is chayiv misa. The chen nisu chayayin b'chol hashana, pouring water, wine on the mizbeach all year, is the end of something, and you're putting something on the mizbeach, fits both conditions. The chen hamayim b'chag, nisu hamayim on sukkahs. It fulfills both conditions. You're putting something on the mizbeach, and it's the end of a series. It's an end in itself. There's nothing after that that you have to do. Once you pour the water, that's it. So you've done everything that has to be done with that thing. Okay, so that's why Rav learns that Trumas Hadeshen doesn't fit the, what's it called? So they ask, the Chora, Trumas Hadeshen is also not Avodah Tama. We'll see in 1 second. Right? It's mashum here that it's avodah siluk. But avodah tama it is. It's the last of a series, Trumas Hadeshim. But it's not, because there's also Hotzos Hadeshim. After you make Trumas Hadeshim, you take the rest of the ashes out. They say, no, but it's in two different things. You don't take the ashes that you took Trumas Hadeshim. It's two separate things. Trumas Hadeshim is one thing, and the ashes that are left, you take out, and so also you don't do it every day. So some days, the final thing that you do is Trumas Hadeshim. So Trumas Hadeshim is an end of a series. The only problem is, it's Avodah Siluk. Doesn't fit the second condition, but it does fit the first condition. It is Avodah Tama, but it's not Avodah Matana, it's Avodah Siluk. That's in Rav. The Levi, according to Levi Lechora, you need two conditions, Avodah Tama and Avodah Matana. So Trumas Hadeshim, how could you be Chayav Misa? It's not Avodah Matana, it's Avodah Siluk. Right? Rabbi Rachmana lechol dvar hamizbeach. Anything that you put on the mizbeach, even if it's avodah siluk, you're chayiv. The Rav, what is Rav going to do with that lechol dvar? That ribu lechol dvar hamizbeach. The Rav hahula suya sheva hazo shebifnim v'sheva mitzora. Right, that there are seven hazos by parim hanisrofim. That you go into the heichol and you spritz the dam, you zorik the dam, maza the dam, klape the the parochas. Okay, so those seven really don't go on the mizbeach, but it's called the whole dvar hamizbeach. Even that is included, and the mitzora also. They bring the oil in to the heichol, the oil that the mitzora brings, and he spritzes it also seven times towards the parochas. Towards the parochas. See Rashi. L'chol dvar hamizbeach, l'rabos avodah siluk. Im avodah tama, he can go in Trumas Hadeshim. Even if it's an avodah siluk, it's l'chol dvar hamizbeach, it doesn't have to be avodah matana, right? The l'chol dvar hamizbeach is mevatel the tnai of avodah matana, and as long as it's an avodah tama, it's an end of a series. It doesn't have to be an avodah you put on the mizbeach. It'll be something you take off the mizbeach. Levi holds you also chayiv misa. So what is Rav do with that pasuk lechol dvar hamizbeach? He holds that does not negate it having to be an avodah matana. So what does it come to tell me? Sheva hazol shebifnim shemazal laparochas mipar helam dover par mashiach shom kippurim par man esrofim. You have to bring the blood inside the heichal and spritz it seven times towards the parochas. V'sheva mitzora shemaza milog shemen behechol deyachsiv v'hizom en hashemen betzmo the solka daite chamina lav dvar mizbeachu v'achi rabbi lakos doesn't go mamish on the mizbeach. I might think that's not called an avodas mizbeach. Kamash malon, no, it is. It's since it's part of the matan dam, and part of it goes on the mizbeach. So this part, even though it's not directly on the mizbeach, is also included. And Levi, what does Levi learn? Sheva hazo shebifnim, and the hazo of the shemen of the mitzora, that if a zor does it, you chayiv misa. But Levi lafkalei midavar v'chol davar v'chol dvar hamizbeach, right? Or lichol dvar hamizbeach, right? So he learns it's an extra. Could have said dvar hamizbeach. Why does it say lichol dvar hamizbeach? An extra ribui. So from dvar hamizbeach he learns even avol the siluk. And from the Chol Dvar HaMizbeach he learns these other things also, the Sheva Hazos. The Rav Dover, the Chol Dover Lo Dorish. And Rav doesn't learn that extra Rebuy, there's only one Rebuy, and that comes to tell me that what's it called, the doesn't come to be Marba Avodah Siluk, and it only comes to be Marba, the Sheva Hazos, that's also Hazoris Chayav Misa. Where it says, Ve'ema L'Chol Dvar HaMizbeach Klal, Avodah Matana Prat. Let's learn the Pasuk differently. It says lechol dvar hamizbeach, anything that goes on the mizbeach, and then it says a klal, and then it says avodas matana, only something mamish that you put directly on the mizbeach. Prat klal uprat ein bechalam asher prat. Right, avodas matana in avodas siluk lo. Let's learn a klal uprat according to a Levi. Well, how can you be marbet trumas hadeshen instead of learning it as a ribui? Learn it as a klal uprat. Datka avodas matana and nothing else. Or makro ulmi beis la paroches va'avadetem, right? El mi beis la paroches who da avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk habachutz afilu avodas siluk, right? Pasuk says ulmi beis la paroches. It's only inside the heichal that avodas siluk is not chayiv misa, but anything outside the heichal, regular avodah on the mizbeach, even avodas siluk is chayiv. Rashi. Levi nafkel who kulu minayim midvar lechol dover. So dvar hamizbeach gufa yisero. It says dvar hamizbeach is one ribui. V'nigmar minay trumas adeshin. From there we learn dvar hamizbeach even avodah siluk. And lechol dvar hamizbeach mirui the lechol dorish behazo apnimis. There we learn the things that you're mazeh inside that don't go directly on the mizbeach. Also you chayiv misa for. Ulami beis laparoches. If sik ben klol la prata. The fact that it says ulami beis laparoches and then it says vavoda vavaretem avodas matana. It doesn't say the prat immediately after the klal, right? It says lechol dvarim isbeach. Then it says ulami beis laparoches and then it says the prat vavaretem, right? Avodas matana. So it's not a klal u prat. It's a klal, a hefsik, and then the prat. So it's not memayit everything. It comes to tell me the following. Itzik ben klal leprata, mi beis leparoches, hu davodis matona, kigon hazo, shebein habadim, dioma kipurim, unesinus katoris ala esh. Those things that you do inside, mi beis leparoches, in other words, in the Kodesh HaKadoshi, inside the paroches, right, like on Yom Kippur, where you, what's it called, you sprinkle the dam on the aron, and you put the katoris ala esh, those things, azor is only chayiv, it's avodis matona, not avodis siluk. In other words, taking out the kafu machta, those things you take out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Azor wouldn't be chayiv for them. Even Levi agrees that avodas siluk, lifnai v'lifnim, azor is not chayiv on. Only avodas matana. But outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal, and on the Mizbeach, outside, you're chayiv, azor is chayiv misa, even for avodas siluk. That's what Levi holds, and Rav holds no. That he doesn't learn the psukim like that. He learns that you only are chayiv misa anywhere for avodas matana and not for avodas siluk. V'lo avodas siluk, Rashi says, what would be avodas siluk lifnai v'lifnim, right? That you're only chayiv for avodas matana, even according to Levi, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to go notzos kafu machta. The Kohen has to take out the kafu machta that he brought in for the Ketores. That avod of taking it out also has to be through the Kohen Gadol. But if a Zohar did, he's not Chayim Nisa. Sha Kohen Gadol mach nishon l'ktoris yom ha-kippurim. U'meniach bein abad in v'yachra choser motzon. Since if a Zohar took them out, he's not Chayim Nisa. Only Chayim for avodas matana. Okay.